Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Catch 22 titties.
What?
I said catch 22 titties. Wouldn't that be great if the episode was called that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's the Darmalars podcast. This is Ben.
And Ralph.
And you're listening to us talk to each other.
Again, hopefully.
Yeah, that's what we do. We got engineer Jeff on the bed.
Yes.
It's not a couch.
It's not a couch. It's a bed.
As much as I'm trying to deceive the people in the world, it's not a couch.
It's not.
And this is the Darmalars podcast where we talk about Lost and whatever else stuff we want to bullshit about. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to bullshit about, dude?
Not much.
What'd you do this week? Anything?
This week I was sick.
Yay!
Almost the entire week.
That sucks, bro.
I feel good, though. Now, though.
I feel good by now.
Good.
I got a Wii.
You did get a Wii. I forgot.
Very fired up, and I have to give props to engineer Jeff and my roommate Matt Clark for the assist on that one.
It was like, it's been out, what, 7 months?
Shut up.
It's been out 7 months.
That's what
you're still talking about, how it's tough to get them.
It was very tough to get it. And when I had to set the date on it, it was like the default date was sometime in November last year. And I was like, what?
Just what? Scoffing you. Just yeah, laughing just in your face.
Just making fun of me because I didn't have it back then. But yeah, I've had a lot of fun playing with it. I've been too busy this week to explore it as much as I'd like. So I'm hoping for a nice uneventful weekend.
Cool.
To play the Wii. I was looking at your shelf of books here, or Stevie's books, and I swear to God, I thought this one book was The Art of Shaq, as in Shaquille O'Neal, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to see what that's about. It's The Art of Shag. So.
The artist, known as Josh Agle.
The artist, not the verb.
This week, the episode of Geekscape went up.
That's
actually
right.
Went up yesterday. We mentioned last week that I was recording a podcast. I went well. I had a blast. I highly encourage you guys to go over to geekscape.net, go to watch episodes, and you will see my lovely bearded face on the screen.
It's like a video podcast. Oh, you can also get it audio style only.
Yeah, on iTunes. Right?
So there you go. Two options.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I bet it's great.
It was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm like probably going to go record someone else's podcast. So, you know, I got things going on too.
All right.
I'm not tied to this project.
All right.
As I weep softly in the corner.
You're going to do the Kung Fu Fucking podcast?
The Kung Fu Fucking.
Where is that podcast?
I've been
waiting for it.
I think they got Hi-Yod. What do you have from Netflix? I see you've got a couple of envelopes on your...
Same as last week.
You were sick. You couldn't put in Children of Men while you were sick?
No, because Stevie's not sick.
Oh, and that is a shared one, yeah.
Yeah.
I have nothing right now because my movie is coming to me from Richmond, Virginia.
Ooh, sounds like a good one. What'd you get?
Joysticks.
What's that? I don't even know.
Some 80s titty comedy that takes place in an arcade. So I really wish they would have asked me first, hey, dude, do you really want this all the way from Virginia, or would you rather just get like another movie?
But you still have like two other movies. Where are those?
Becky's got them. They're 6 Feet Under and 6 Feet Under. She's on a tear.
All right.
Just trying to finish them off. So
don't get mad at Richmond, Virginia.
You know, it's not Virginia's fault. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I have to praise Virginia for watching Joysticks. Good job, Richmond. Someone out there is really on the ball. But it was like on Tuesday that they sent me that message. So, you know, I could have watched two movies by then.
Yeah.
But I am looking forward to it because, you know, 80s. It's fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. What else? The weather is getting kind of bad out here today.
It sure is.
So let's talk about Hey, you know what? We have two crazy major things we can talk about. One, it's almost our year anniversary.
Yeah, we're right smack dab in the middle of that.
That's right. So this is like one of two special anniversary episodes.
Yes. So, Earth Day of last year was our first show.
Yes.
So I remember calling you out on it being Earth Day last year.
Why were you calling me out on it? Because I hate Earth so much?
No, it's I don't know.
Was I wasting something?
I think it was a holdover from a pre-recorded conversation.
Some joke we made about Earth Day.
Yeah, and then...
It was, and yeah, so yeah, we're in between it too. And the second thing that's happening today is it is 420. So,
yeah,
not that we advocate the use of marijuana.
If you for some reason are in on the East Coast,
yeah,
or on the West Coast actually, and you are able to download this at like 10:30 when the show goes up, you have about an hour and a half
to listen to this and then still enjoy 420.
Yeah,
apparently. I guess. They're showing The Big Lebowski on Spike TV today.
That's what I hear.
And it's like, I would rather just watch my DVD version, but I never really think of that as like a weed movie. He totally smokes out.
And he's a stoner.
Total stoner. Yeah. I just, like, if you were to ask me to list movies about weed, I probably wouldn't list that one very, very quickly.
I don't know. It just doesn't, it's not your textbook.
It's not about that.
Like, people say, Dude, Where's My Car is.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a dog that smokes weeds.
Yeah, that's true. That part's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
We saw that movie in theaters and Ralph fucking laughed his ass off.
I was sitting next to a zero time listener, many time caller.
Oh.
And we just had a ball.
Yeah,
I mean,
you guys.
It was just one of those things.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I really liked that movie. Are you ready to talk about this week's episode of Lost?
I sort of am. Let's go for it.
All right. Let's get into it.
All right.
What you say? That you only meant well, cause you did, what you say?
3x17.
Catch 22.
Catch 22 titties.
Catch it once.
It's not catching on. I'm trying to
catch it twice.
Catching chicken soup with rice.
Oh, man.
What did you think, man?
I really, really, really enjoyed this episode.
Cool.
It got
all right,
me
we'll
going.
See you next week.
It got me going. I was really stoked on it. Like, it sucked me in. I think I could, like, I don't know. It was exciting to me. It was a very exciting episode.
Yeah, it was.
So exciting, I decided not to watch it a second time and take notes.
Well, I was so excited by it that I chose to not take notes or watch it a second time. So
sweet.
We're just going to have to wing it a little
bit.
This
is going to be our most raw episode.
But that's fine. You know, people like it raw.
Yeah, this is like
the sushi episode.
This is like going to be before we started recording podcasts. This is how we used to discuss
Lost.
This is just
us talking about Lost.
Yeah.
Did you see we do the big Easter egg things like the picture on the monk guy's desk?
Oh, geez, man. Oh, I was listening to the Jay and
Jack.
Oh,
geez, man. Oh, geez.
I was listening to the Jay and Jack podcast.
Uh-huh.
And apparently they just got like a shitload of calls.
About that?
Just say that. Luckily, we got one.
Okay.
Only. But Jay played them all at the end of his show, and it was really fun to listen to. He put some really like dramatic, like kind of like Jerry Goldsmith, World War II type of music
as
behind
each
it.
Each person were revealing some huge
yeah,
piece of a puzzle.
It was great. It was so great that it's so funny how people just like catch something and they get so excited about it that
even though most people pretty much saw it, right?
Yeah.
Anyone who's watching the show,
I didn't even really notice it, but I did notice the camera move. I'm like,
yeah.
Why did the camera just tilt left to that picture?
Yeah.
There's probably something yeah. on it. And then I didn't look at it.
The
I didn't
cameraman
really
was
think
checking
about
it, out.
It.
It's like, hey, look at that.
I just thought to myself, that probably means something. I'll catch it on the second time around.
We're not even going to say what's in it because, you know, we don't recap. But there was a picture and it was really poorly done, I think.
I should have photoshopped it.
I didn't believe that they were together. I didn't believe that they were in front of the background. And I didn't even believe that picture was on that guy's desk.
Like, I didn't.
It was really bad, didn't you think?
Well, the picture of the lady was definitely a screen cap from the episode when she's sitting on the bench. Like, I know that shot.
there's really like scan funny. Lines on her face. The guy, you know what it is? It's it was like one of those places where you go and put your head through the hole, and there's a painting there.
Yeah,
and you take a picture of that. It was like him and her went to one of those places.
On
separate occasions, and they put pictures of themselves through the hole. And then someone sent them the composite.
How about this debate?
Okay,
Flash
Master,
Flash versus Superman.
I say Flash
Superman
under the conditions that Hurley was putting
forward,
which
were bullshit.
Those aren't bullshit. Okay, like Charlie said, why would they race?
Charity.
So if you're going to have a charity race, you got to have some rules. Like Superman's not going to go smashing through walls because of charity.
I don't know. I always thought that Flash was a weak character because his only power is one of several powers that Superman has.
But you can make that case for a lot of characters after Superman came along.
Yeah.
Guy's a little too powerful.
Yeah.
They've actually done
Green Lantern's different.
Yeah.
But there was a Superman issue where he got a Green Lantern ring.
That must have been really insane.
Like, imagine, like, the Green Lantern fans like me, like, who are like, great, now he has a ring. Great. Now Superman has everything.
I actually read a couple comics where Superman and the Flash get into a foot race. One of them was actually for charity, and it was like a draw because they had to stop and save the world or something. I can't remember the exact ending.
I'm pretty sure there's an episode of Superman Adventures or whatever that had that.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
I wonder if they could do a crossover between Dean Cain and the dude that played the Flash in that live-action series.
Whoever that guy was.
I don't remember. I never saw it. My old man has the DVD, and I've still never seen it.
Oh. Oh.
I think I got to say Flash in a foot race, because that's the thing. If his only power is one of Superman's many, many powers, it might as well be better than Superman's.
Yeah, but...
But you don't think it is?
I bet you Superman would win anyway.
Superman would probably, like, use his heat vision to melt the road, and then the Flash would be stuck in...
It's not going
to
play dirty.
Whoa, but he can smash through walls or fly.
That's not playing dirty. That's using his powers. How not?
He's like the world's biggest Boy Scout. He would totally...
Well, here's the thing. If Superman could smash through walls and Flash could move his molecules so fast that he can go through walls, then it's equal playing ground.
Do you think that, because your whole position seems to be that Superman's as fast as the Flash, do you think Superman could vibrate his molecules and go through walls if he's as fast as the Flash?
Or does he not have
the same control over it?
He just hasn't felt the need to test that out.
He's never really needed to do that because he's way too awesome.
He's Superman, yeah.
Yeah, I still like say Superman the Flash, but I think it would be a close thing.
I don't even like Superman.
Really?
I really don't.
You're sure repping a lot for him right now.
I know.
You're hurting the Flash's feelings. His fast feelings.
Yeah. I was telling Engineer Jeff that because every time Desmond flashback, it had his little flashbacks on the episode.
Uh-huh.
Not his flashback story, but all his little visions.
The pieces, the
flashes. Every time it would go to one of those, it would show Charlie getting stabbed in the neck.
Yeah.
And then have Charlie say, Superman. And then every time he said Superman, there's a flash of light in the clouds. And I was like, dude.
What if?
Fucking awesome.
What if Superman
showed up
on
the island and rescued all of them?
That would be so awesome.
Just full on.
Just
the dude flies down.
Oh. Like the last episode after we finally figured out what's up with Ben and why the smoke monster is there. And then it ends with Superman flying down to rescue them.
Nah, last week. It had just been this week's episode.
Just already, yeah.
We don't have any answers, but Brandon Routh shows up in full on Superman gear. And lifts the plane. Like he piles everybody into the cockpit.
Pounds the cockpit into like a platform for them to sit on. He takes it away. Up and away. Charlie getting stabbed in the throat was awesome.
And plentiful.
And, yeah.
Like I said, they
did
really,
happen quite a bit.
I think it were like 30 minutes in. I told Jeff, I said, all right, we get it. We remember. Yeah. How could we forget?
I saw it, the episode cold opened with this. I got it. Thank you.
We know this is about to happen. This is the fate.
Moving on.
But it was pretty funny.
Did you ever think it was Penny?
No.
Did you think that it might have been Penny if Desmond had let Charlie die?
No.
I don't think so either. I think he's maybe misinterpreting how it works.
Yeah. I think that...
It was always this girl.
They said Penny way too much for it to be Penny.
For it to be Penny. I liked when Desmond and Penny met each other. I thought that was cool. That was a nice thing to see.
She's really...
She's a
really
goer.
Into him.
She's ready to go.
How many different things were 108 in that episode in the flashback?
The wine...
The wine was...
Something else?
I think there was a lot.
Really?
I didn't take notes.
Desmond ran into the numbers a lot more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Hurley.
Yeah.
I did not know... I learned this week. I did not know this, that... That God asked Abraham to kill Isaac in the mines of Moria. That's interesting. Isn't that what it said on the wine? Moria? Oh no, spelled differently.
Did it say Moria?
It's like Moriah. M-O-R-I.
It's like Mariah, like Mariah Carey.
No. I think it's spelled with an O, but it has an H at the end.
Oh.
So I thought I would make a little joke about the mines of Moria, where your goblins.
Works.
Jack and Sawyer.
Jack and Sawyer
playing ping pong.
That was pretty fun. It was a game of aggression.
That was the most epic a most epically framed shot of two dudes playing ping pong that I've ever seen. Because I haven't seen Balls of Fury.
Is that about ping pong?
No. Isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a ping pong movie.
You see Forrest Gump?
I've seen Forrest Gump. That's right. And that was nowhere near as epic and heroic as these two titans meeting on the field of ping pong for the first time. And ding dang.
Sawyer. Wandering into Kate's tent.
He's like, hey, what's up?
That worked out for all of us.
That worked out really well for all of us. She's hot.
This show's strange. There's some strange shot in this episode.
Yeah.
When Sawyer and Kate started going at it, mm-hmm. and she starts like reaching down towards her pants, it like I thought she was like reaching for like his gun or a knife or something. Nope. Just grabbing for his dong.
She was just going to
grab his penis.
Give him a hand party.
Yeah.
Yep. It was
weird.
It was very strange. I liked a lot of the stuff that was going on in that weird little B arc.
Jimmy might have some stuff to say about this because he didn't like the episode. He thought it was too Dawson's Creek.
That part?
Just the whole B storyline.
Yeah.
But I mean, every once in a while, I kind of liked the kind of storylines back at the camp that are just kind of like...
People are just getting on
just
with their day.
Just hanging out, yeah. Spending their time doing what they do. But I mean, you get you kind of get a lot of information. You kind of see the whole Kate jealousy thing come into play.
And it was awesome that Sawyer figured it out. And he figured it out. It wasn't like Jack was rubbing it in or anything. He was just telling him.
And Sawyer almost like showed emotion by when he said, "Are you crying?" Like he's almost like at first against it. But I mean, you have Kate on top of you.
And then you're like, oh,
maybe
right.
I'll ask questions later.
We'll figure this out later. But I liked that he asked Jack and Juliet if they were debating over who their favorite other was. That was hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
I wonder what the answer is. Who do you think is Juliet's favorite other?
Goodwin? Probably Tom.
Tom. Yeah, he's a pretty solid dude. What about Jack? Same.
Yeah. Probably Juliet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Jack gets to pitch.
Definitely not Cindy.
Yeah. He's pissed at her.
Here's my one note this week.
Oh.
While I'm thinking about it, did you eat those mushrooms that Jack warned us not to eat?
I guess I didn't catch that. Who says
that's
that?
That's what Hurley asks or says to Desmond when Desmond starts asking him about the wire.
That's hilarious.
Desmond says, "Show me the wire," and then Hurley says that, and it's kind
of
funny.
Really funny.
But somewhere in
the past when we weren't watching, when the show wasn't there,
Jack warned people about mushrooms.
That's really funny. I could just imagine him putting together a little seminar on the beach. All right, folks, this is why you have to drink fresh water. Yeah, you have to eat less than 3 fruits a day. the picture of Desmond and Penny
are everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Most copied picture since that one that I went and saw that movie about.
Mm-hmm.
Flags Memento. Of Our Fathers.
What's that? I didn't see Flags of Our Fathers.
So that's why she knew his name. Like, I'm not surprised that she said Desmond.
Yeah.
Because she clearly had a book with his picture in it.
Uh-huh.
So but it was shot, like, in a dramatic way.
Yeah.
Like, it was a reveal that she knew his name, but...
Yeah. It's like the whole Who's Nikki
thing. Yeah, I guess that's true. Did you happen to go online at all and look up what language Catch-22 was in on that book?
Dude,
I didn't either.
I wouldn't even do that if I watched the episode twice. That's like not even something...
Who cares?
I never look stuff up. Poorly researched.
It was definitely some different language, though. So that was...
Yes.
So this girl maybe doesn't speak English as her first language?
I guess.
If it's Portuguese?
If it's even hers. It seems like they found that far away from where the girl was.
Yeah, but maybe on the trajectory? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I loved... Jin's little ghost story.
Dude.
It was so fucking awesome. They just kept going, too.
It was great.
It wasn't just like half a sentence. He was like telling a whole story in front of us. And I got scared.
And then Hurley jumped and Charlie jumped.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
That was really cool.
Man. Charlie's really bipolar, by the way. Like, Charlie? He really is suspicious of Desmond.
And then he loves him.
And then he loves him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, if you just asked me.
But I guess if your life is on the line and one dude knows it and he's not being exactly, he's not sharing all the information with you, I suppose you'd kind of be that way.
Yeah, you'd be like scared, but then when you finally realize what's going on, you'd be like, yes, I'll do whatever you say, master.
After the first time they showed the arrow hit him in the throat.
The first time. First of many.
I thought, dude, if Desmond saves Charlie from this event, I hope he catches the arrow.
Oh, man.
I was totally like John, like John Woo style.
There can be only one.
Just, it'd be so awesome.
What did you think of his ex-girlfriend or his ex-fiance's accent?
I don't know.
I liked it a lot. I'm a big fan of accents, and her little Scottish accent there was.
Next
time, don't be such a coward, Desmond.
Was that? Never mind. This is going to be way off subject.
Go ahead. Fuck it. There's no subject.
Nickelodeon show, GAC?
I don't remember it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Never mind then. There's a sports show on Nickelodeon. It was an American Gladiators type show for kids. And there was a host on there that had an accent.
Very Scottish accent.
British.
British.
But still, it was accent.
It was still accent. Yeah, I really dug it.
Is that the show?
Aggro Crag? Oh, it had.
Yeah, what was the name of that show? Events.
Guts.
And the girl had a guy's name, if I remember correctly.
Interesting.
So you can do your own research.
My Nickelodeon experience is like, you can't do that on television and.
Out of control.
Dobie Gillis.
Yeah. Nice. What else happened on this week in Lost?
Oh, yeah, Lost. I like that Hurley said, even if I spoke Korean, I couldn't explain it to you.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. I like that Hurley's still the everyman. Like,
yeah.
Whatever's on, whatever we say. Yeah, exactly.
I think Jin's coming along as usual really nicely with his English learning.
Yeah.
Like it's been very believable, the arc of him learning English and now.
I mean, he's essentially been learning since the end of season one on the raft.
He learned much.
Starboard and port.
Yeah.
And hungry. I mean, he was picking up some English there.
Yeah. And that's when you think he was abducted by Juliet.
Or Tom might have picked him up in his boat.
In his little boat with Walt. They could have thrown Walt after him like a cormorant.
They know a lot about these people, including that Jin may not know how to use his pee-pee. Or it just doesn't work. You don't have anything for that?
I think that I'm trying to remember that Hurley asked Jin to use his pee-pee once.
Yes, for the Urchin Sting.
That's a sweet band name, Urchin Sting. That's a good one right there.
Urchin Sting.
Yeah. What else happened? You got anything?
I really don't have much to talk about this.
I mean, it was a story about we knew some of the events that were going to happen, and then they unfolded in front of us, but it still had a bit of a mystery to it.
Yeah, the same thing happened with the last Desmond episode.
Yeah,
Flashes Before Your Eyes, where. The episode was so concise and so well written and so like straight.
Close ended.
Yeah, that there really wasn't much to look into. I mean, I would love to sit. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff we'd catch if we watched it a second time.
Maybe
which
not.
Is kind of our what we do, but.
Well, you know, I thought the story of him as a monk was interesting.
Do you think that they just created that backstory just to give him...
a reason to say brother?
Yeah.
I think he goes straight from this to... God, I can't think of anywhere else where people say brother. Never mind. I was going to give him even more backstory. I think that's definitely why. He was a monk, so they could explain his catchphrase.
We'll see you in another life. We'll find out where that came from.
Yeah, he's probably goes from this to being like a Buddhist monk. Once you got monking in your blood, you can't go back.
Well, it seems
he goes and he's a grip on Monk for a while too.
Now he's gonna be with Penny. So, are we pretty much?
Or are we caught up to the end of his storyline?
Yes, maybe we'll get to see some of their relationship as it happened.
There's got
to
be some of that, and there's got to be him getting discharged.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Getting in charged to begin with, even. So there's more to tell for Desmond. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was worried that the arrow was going to go into Charlie's throat.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Because we still haven't had a Charlie episode this season. I'm sure the moment where he dies, if he does in fact die this season, will probably be that episode.
The episode with his flashback.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, there's been a lot of misdirection and there's, you know, you can never really think you can predict what's going to happen. So I was like, you know, to start off with an arrow in the throat and then finish with an arrow in the throat is pretty strong.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of worried that it might happen, but Charlie's been living on borrowed time ever since Ethan hung him. So
yeah,
I'll be sad to see him go. I really like that character.
Yeah.
You want to?
I still think he's going to make it.
What's that?
I still think he's going to make it through the season.
Through the season or yep. through the show or just the season?
At least the season.
At least the season. Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. Do you want to talk about next week's episode?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay.
What you say? That you only meant well, of course you did. What you say?
D O C.
You sound like Malcolm's friend.
D O.
You ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
No.
Television show?
No.
You should watch it because we're going to do a podcast on it when Lost is in hiatus.
So yeah.
You better bone up.
God, man. It's going to be a hiatus for a long time.
D-O-C.
D-O-C, D period O period C period.
Which Ralph figured out stands for.
So I read it somewhere that it stands for date of conception.
Which is different than Department of Corrections, which is what I thought it stood for.
It's a, from what I'm to understand, it's a Sun episode. And from what I remember on the promo, is Sun saying, is it true that people die if they're pregnant or whatever?
Yes, I remember she asks Juliet about that.
And then
and she goes into the staff.
Yes.
According to the editing.
Yes, according to the editing.
So
she
could be going nowhere. She could be walking along the beach and then someone remembers the staff, but still.
I'm trying to think what's going to happen.
Well,
I'm wondering.
Here's my theory about that. If DOC stands for date of conception, remember we were talking last week how it's important whether or not Sun conceived on the island.
Uh-huh.
Because the women who conceive on the island are the ones that have the problems with the pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
And Claire, who conceived off the island, was thought of as a control case, and Juliet was able to help her deliver the baby to term.
Uh-huh.
So if Sun is in fact a cheating slut, like we know,
mm-hmm.
and the baby she's carrying ain't Jin's,
she's okay.
She's got a chance for Juliet to save her. If she was conceived on the island with Ginny Boy and he was fixed either by the island or by Juliet,
mm-hmm.
then they're in trouble and Juliet has to get to work. Toot sweet. Because I'm sure the others have given up trying for now.
Yeah.
Until Juliet can figure her shit out.
I still think it's Jin's.
You think so?
Yeah.
Then that's why it's important.
Yeah.
Juliet's going to try to figure out the date of conception because it's mm-hmm. relevant to her scientifically. And she's probably going to say, hey, son, I know you're a slut, so whose baby is this?
Yeah.
Because she knows so much about everyone.
Yeah.
And she's not reticent about calling them out on their shit.
If it's not Jin's, then I hope she gets an arrow in the throat. Because that sucks.
If she does, it'll probably be from Jin. That guy, as much as he's mellowed and we've really grown to like him, he's still got the asshole from the first season in him.
Yeah.
In his pants.
But he might maybe he'll grab one of the guns and hold it up to Sun and say, I speak perfect English. And then shoot her.
That's not one of the best I murdered you lines, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's a good one-liner.
No, just
I'm
going to
use that
zero.
The next time I murder a villain off of a cliff.
Shit.
I speak perfect English and then throw him off the cliff.
What if you kill a guy and you chop his head off and then you can say, I speak perfect English.
That's a good one.
You don't even have to come up with a pun. I like it. Well done. Yeah. Well, that's a good I murdered you line. So we're thinking, does Sun have any themes? Musical?
There's only one way to find out.
And what's that?
Let's listen to Jimmy.
All right.
Let's get transition. Now we put pressure on Jimmy.
Hello everybody, it's Jimmy in Seattle once again. Coming in for the Darmalar's Lost Score. We haven't got very long to go now, it's nearly done. 4 more episodes, then the finale. I'll be there before you know it. I have to be honest, I didn't really enjoy the Desmond-centric episode that much. I thought it was kind of a filler, really. I did, however, like the Desmond-Penny interaction, and I thought the monk thing was good. I just thought, is this the time to bring it up? Felt like SOS to me. Although SOS was 10 times worse than Cash 22. Anyway, I could go on and on. So, in the background is some Desmond-centric theme from the track Bon Voyage Traitor, which we mentioned in the midweek show. And sure enough, it did show its face. But first, I'd like to talk about something else of interest. There is just one small thing I thought was that I caught. We often talk about Kate's theme and elements of Kate's theme coming into scenes where Kate was either talked about or when a character seems to be either invoking memories of Kate or taking Kate's place, such as Juliet. Now, I won't insert a clip from an old show, we do that all the time, regarding this because there's so many instances. Just download episodes 1 to 6. It's all there. However, we got a new version or variant on the theme. Same notes, although punctuated by some piano keys, which you'll notice. But in this instance, we actually had a situation where Kate viewed Juliet, and therefore having elements of Kate's own theme inserted into the scene.
Good night.
Yeah, good
well,
night.
You'll get what I mean. She spies Juliet now.
Doorbell busted again.
Of course, Kate then proceeded to get it on with Sawyer, and there was actually some new music there. But to be honest, there was so much slopping and slurping going on, I just couldn't stand listening to it, so I left it out. Sorry, Amy. But it was, of course, a Desmond-centric episode. So, I did mention Desmond's theme, so to speak. Though I don't think it has a actual official name as yet. I did mention it, and it did show itself, the main background chords particularly, in the scene in the monastery between Desmond and Penny.
You better drive safe, miss. This vineyard only makes a limited number of these cases each year.
Is that so?
Aye. It's because the monks are lazy. Yeah, it's easier making grape jelly than wine.
And how do you know so much about monks?
Because I'm an ex-monk.
Really?
As of last night, I was fired. Oh, wasn't that funny?
I'm sorry, I didn't know monks could be fired.
Oh, they can. You know, I was told on no uncertain terms that the Abbey wasn't where as many end up. Just a step along a path. You know, God allegedly has bigger plans for me.
And for the record, if you download the last episode we did at the midweek show, we examined this very same track in the scene when Desmond was in the hatch, in his last days in the hatch, reading Penny's letter.
Could you possibly help me unload these crates in Carlisle?
Did I say I was coming to Carlisle with you?
Not yet. I mean, of course, if an ex-monk already has plans, then...
You know, I don't usually get in the cars with strangers.
Well, in that case, I'm Penelope. Penny.
Desmond.
It's very effective. A lot of people have commented on how much they like this scene and sequence. And I think the music plays a very large part in this. You can always count on the Desmond episode at the very least to provide some nice music. Anyway, this is Jimmy in Seattle signing off for the Darmalars. There'll be a midweek show, all going well. Till then, be safe, be well, namaste.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. I will look forward to Monday's show.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what do you say we get out of here? Let's deuce it out.
We could just, we could just deuce it out real quick. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Are we going to crap out the show?
Yes.
Yes, actually. Yes. But we apologize for that.
It's going to be, I don't know. This week has been a rough one for me because I was sick and I was doing it I said, just not feeling well. This coming week, I should be more active on the Scott and Steve Block Spot, which is where I usually hang out, but I just was not feeling well this week. And I should be able to watch Lost twice in next week's episode.
You got
to
take some you time.
Yeah, just a little bit of me time where I hate me and spend it.
I kind of wish that I didn't have this Excel class anymore because we were just talking during the break about My Name is Earl and The Office, and I always miss him, and you always get to see him, and I'm like, shut up, don't talk about it.
Oh, man.
Not like they're like spoiler shows where I'm like, I don't want to know the ending. I don't want to know what number Earl crossed off.
But no, there's some stuff. Do not look at the description of Earl.
Okay.
Just watch it because you'll be happier doing it that way.
Will do. I'm looking forward to both of those episodes. The Thursday night comedies.
I will say one thing.
What's that?
Mac from Night Court was in this episode.
Oh, dude.
Let's
give out our contact information. If anyone out there listening to the show wants to give us a call, tell us about our show or talk to us about Lost, we put it up at the end of the show. In a little bit, we call You All Everybody, which is a tribute to the transmission. Mm-hmm. You can call us at 206-338-4261.
That's correct. If you do not want to call us, if you're too shy or you don't want to use your call minutes or whatever, I don't know how that works. Regardless, email us anytime you want. darmalars@gmail.com.
That's right.
Be our friends at myspace.com/darmalars. Our friends list is just going up and up and up. Usually I'll respond as soon as I get your friend request. And it's usually kind of generic unless I find something really interesting on your page. So if you're going to be our friends,
you better be interesting.
You put something crazy on your page, I'll probably mention that.
So if you're out there and you're like feeling lonely and you're like, wow, I wish I could have some human contact, all you have to do is be our friend on MySpace and you'll get a tiny little message from us. And that might brighten up your otherwise miserable day.
But if you send us a comment, an actual comment, I usually always...
You reciprocate that?
Always reciprocate.
Well, you're right, though. It does come down to someone's profile. If you don't know them and they add you as a friend, you're like... All I can say is I like that your background is yellow. I like yellow. Yeah. You and I are yellow buddies together.
Send us a comment. I respond pretty much to every comment.
Ralph is very responsive.
I enjoy the comments.
Like a Ferrari.
Because it's hard to start a conversation.
Yes.
But I mean, because you guys have probably been listening to us for a while, so you probably know more about us than we know about you. So tell us about yourself, and we'll strike up a conversation.
Yeah, I'm interested. One thing, Amy and Little Rock and I were talking this week about jobs, and I'm interested in knowing what kind of jobs our listeners have, because she got to go on a ride-along today with a canine unit.
Cool.
And I was super jealous, because I don't get to use dogs in my work. You can't have a dog run a payroll for you.
I don't even know what you do for a living.
Exactly.
Obviously, it's not the dog guy.
But now you can mark one off the list of things I do.
I'm going to figure it out one of these days. darmalarspodcast.blogspot.com. That's where we post our shows. And if you want to comment directly about stuff you hear on each week's episode or Jimmy's episodes, go ahead and do that there. Or like I said before, hang out with us where we pretty much have Lost conversations at the Blogspot.
Yeah.
And we did.
It's a spoiler-free zone most of the time, so you can feel comfortable that you can come to scottandsteve.blogspot.com and talk about Lost without being ruined on an episode.
Yeah.
Also, I will warn you, it's not spoiler-free on anything else. Motherfuckers spoiled Battlestar Galactica for me so bad. I was like, I've got a TiVo. I haven't seen that shit yet. Shut up.
You got to stay on ball with your shows.
I do. I have a real responsibility to watch television.
I know.
Apparently.
I know.
So,
Did you see us a case this week?
No.
Slot machine cake.
Functioning?
Spoiled.
No,
not functioning.
Because that would be awesome. If you put you slice up a ho-ho into coins and you put it into the cake, and if you get a big jackpot and it shoots out more ho-ho coins.
And then you could eat them.
And then you eat them.
Or you could just cut down the middle and eat them anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I could just go to the store and buy ho-hos. you know what? That's funny. Engineer Jeff just mentioned Poor Man's Bikini Beach Party. which is like a local show here in the LA Orange County area. We were watching it one night when we were all at the house imbibing adult beverages.
And, it's my birthday.
It was your birthday. So we're having a good time watching this cheesy local show with bikinis and poor man, a local radio celebrity. And I was convinced by the people that were there and drunk that I should add a season pass for it on my DVR. So it records 2 hours on Saturday and 1 hour on Sunday every week. And we haven't seen it since then. And what? That was February. What am I going to do? Watch it alone?
I'll come over and watch it.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right, so that's it for us then, right?
Yeah, we're done.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, next week's going to be our anniversary show, I guess. I don't know if we have any big plans. We'll see. We might.
I've certainly come up with ideas for big plans.
Well, I had mentioned a video podcast, which I guess we can still do.
Yeah, it just won't be.
It won't be very special.
It won't be very visually interesting. Oh, I could wear my tux.
Dude, you could wear your tux, and I could wear nothing. God damn, let's do it.
Just cover your junk with a notebook.
What we can do is we can record our show like normal, like we normally do. I'll post that up. At the same time, I'll set up the camera. And then
it'll be there.
We'll just post that like on a Sunday. It'll be the exact same show, but it'll be in video form.
I will bring my tux next Friday.
All right.
So I'd like to thank Engineer Jeff for helping us with the template.
Thanks, Jeff.
Beth.
Yes. And so our show should sound organized every week and sound the same.
We hope so.
Yeah. Like to thank Jimmy.
Yes.
In Seattle. If you guys get a chance to listen to a more coherent podcast, check out the Girls of the Lost Initiative podcast.
Yeah, they are slightly more coherent.
Once again, I'd like to thank the folks at Geekscape. Dude, the nicest people.
That's cool that you got to
definitely
do that.
Go check it out. If you want to see what my tattoo is, go ahead and check it out.
We've been teasing about that thing for almost a year now.
Yeah. And then I guess that's it.
That's it for us.
I don't have a line.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to go out on a Disney movie, because we were talking about Disney movies earlier.
No.
No. Not a big fan. He don't want to rep.
No.
He don't want to rep Rosant. What about Running Man?
All right.
I made a Running Man reference earlier.
Okay.
Okay, so for all of us here at the Darmalars, the rest of you take care of yourselves this week. Hasta la vista.
Yo, Lighthead, Christmas tree.
Hey, guys, it's Tyler from Illinois. I was just wondering if you guys caught the ring shop lady in the pastor's picture. I thought that was kind of weird, but you guys kick ass. I'm out.
Hey, Ben and Ralph. It's Hallie from Cleveland, Ohio. So I'm currently calling from Israel, where I've been living for the past 4 months. I know it's not, you know, your listener from Saudi Arabia that you were talking about, but I still think it's kind of cool. I just wanted to call to make a comment. I was thinking of something when I rewatched Par Evian, Claire's episode, and also this last week's episode, Juliet's episode. All these, like, women running around the island, like Rousseau and Par Evian and Juliet, one thing just comes to mind. Baggy boobash. That's all I have to say. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yo, yo, this is Johnny Blaze calling out of South Philly. Just want to wish you all a happy 420. And let's see where we start. The guy that was looking for Desmond in the helicopter. Now, my theory is a helicopter had to take off from somewhere close, right? Because they can only hold so much gas. So maybe there's like a ship out there with the lady, Penny, who's looking for Desmond. Or maybe the island is not that far away from real land or the real world. Who knows? Alright, stay lost. Namaste. Not really. Fuck that meat.
Hey, Darmalars, what's up? Wow, that was a good episode. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. I think Charlie got some pregnant by the stuff that he found in the the food drop. Remember, he found that, and then, like, right after he gave to Charlie, Claire, saying, oh, he used it on himself. But I think he used it on her. It kind of explains how, like, she's pregnant, and, like, Juliet kind of explains it, you know? I don't know. Talk to you guys later. Bye.